Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hello, Mr. Flaker. It's been 2 days since I sent you my voice message. And what did you do during those 2 days? You spent those 2 days sending all these pictures of your fabulous dick and your fantastic booty and every part of your sexy self, including those little voice messages you sent to me through my email. And you know you are such a fucking meanie, you know that? Oh, God. What I wouldn't give right now to just have you here tied up in my bed so I could spank the living daylights out of you. No, really, I would love to do that to you right about now because all those messages and all those pictures you're sending me have been driving me nuts. You knew I can't touch myself. You knew all this time that I'd be waiting for you to come here and fuck me. Because you know I wouldn't touch myself. I wouldn't even dream of touching myself without you. Okay, that's a lie, but still, it kind of feels foreign without you being there for you to watch me touch myself. Or better yet, have you on top of me with your cock inside me. But you thought it would be really funny to send all those sexy pictures and leave all those really, really pouty voice messages. The voice messages on my email, not on my phone, but on my email, and it took me hours to freaking download because my internet is so goddamn slow. Anyway, so yeah, you're in big trouble, mister. You are so deep in shit right now. In fact, real knee deep, to be exact. But no, it's not anything too serious, but just know what you're doing. You are teasing me and making me a fucking puddle at work. And it's not even funny because you're being mean to me. You know what, I would love to come where you're working at, just walk right up to you and slap your face because you are meanie. You are big meanie, and I would just love to take you home with me, tie you up to my bed, and flog your sexy body senseless, and have you under my mercy. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I would never show any. Yeah, so I bet you would love that. I think you're sending me all those pictures and these little audios that you want me to please fuck you. Ooh, those pouty little... Oh, I can still hear your pouty, annoying voice. No, really, your voice is not annoying, to be honest. I'm just saying that because it's annoying how much your voice affects my pussy. And I just want you to fuck me. Or better yet, I want to fuck you because you're such a brat. You are a brat. I am a brat. What's the difference? Anyway, so yeah. You're in a lot of trouble, mister. So you better come to my house so I can show you how much trouble you're in. Okay, so we'll see who's the one begging then. I'm saying, please, please fuck me. God damn it. Now I'm starting to sound like you. You know what? You being gone all those days has affected me so much. Yeah, just so you know that. Yeah. And just thinking about you makes me want to touch myself now. God damn it. You know what? I hate you. No, I'm just kidding. I love you so much, and I want to see you. I want to see my boyfriend. I want to see my pet. I want to see my bitch. I mean, yeah, my boyfriend. I want to see you. Bye!